Hello, this is Tim Price with the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm thankful that you're listening today, and I want to talk about three important things that you need to tell your kids. I can't believe that both of my daughters are teenagers. Time really does keep marching on. And over the years, I've written plenty about parenting in the blog and even a parenting ebook. You're welcome to go to the blog to get a copy of that if you'd like it. It's free. But the longer I go, the less I realize how much I really do know. Parenting truly is constant, and you can't very easily cram. You really have to do a little each day, allowing wisdom, humility, training, connection, and more to really stack up a little bit at a time. And of course, we are doing a little bit each day. Everything we do, whether it's intentional or not, is shaping the kids that we have in our home. But these three things that I listed in today's blog post you can take a look at aren't earth-shattering, but they are some of the important little things that need to be shared in various ways with your kids. And so here's the first of the three. Number one, you become like your friends. Friendships are so important and for kids, but especially for girls. And there is a lot of pressure to try to live up to worldly standards. And friendships are part of that. So we really need to pray for our kids, sons and daughters, to develop godly friendships. Pray for them to develop healthy relationships with guys and girls as boyfriends and girlfriends and eventually as mates, and to teach them that choosing friends is important because you will become like them. There's all kinds of studies about that. The people we're around are the people that we become like. In fact, the Bible brings that up. Don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. I also like this quote that says, "True friends always lift you higher and challenge you to walk in a manner pleasing to the Lord." And that's a quote by Lisa Bevere. So number one, things we want to make sure that we tell and teach our kids. You become like your friends, and friendship circles are very important. The second thing we want to make sure our kids know is that you will have tough times. As much as we want to protect them, then from everything that could ever go wrong, we can't, and it's not going to work. They are going to have to face the world, and they're going to have to, because of that, face some tough times. So we need to, instead of trying to protect them from the tough times, we need to raise strong kids and teach them to learn to love people, to make decisions, and stick to their values. We need to face tough times with God on our side, to grow in our faith, and to understand that we're walking with Him. It's not going to be easy to walk through those tough times, but there's no way around most of them. You have to walk right through it. And those tough times for kids and then young adults and then adults have varying degrees and levels of severity for each age group. And so often for kids, we might take a look at a story or hear a story from them about something somebody said or something somebody did and might dismiss it as like, those aren't real life problems. But in that age group and that season of life, it truly is a tough time. And so we want to walk with them through it and teach them how to still live in the values, to take the high road, to think the best about people, and to trust God even when things aren't going great. James 1:2 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." And then, of course, John 16:33, where Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And then there was a quote here that I put in the blog post that I thought was interesting. And basically it says, "Breathe. This is just a chapter. It's not your whole story." So we want to teach our kids that they become like their friends. So choose their friends wisely. You will have tough times. You can't get around it. You just have to be equipped and ready to walk through it in faith. And then the last thing, again, of this small list, not comprehensive by any means and not major crazy stuff, but just good things to teach your kids on a regular basis. Optimism pays and pessimism doesn't. That's the third thing. we don't want to get so caught up in drama and petty conversations that we wind up getting ourselves down in the dumps about things that hardly matter. People will be attracted to someone who is enjoying their life, not finding and being overcome with negative issues every single day. So being optimistic is putting our hope in the Lord and having faith that we can trust God no matter what. It's true that negativity will breed negativity. So we want to teach our kids, don't get caught in that downward cycle. Make sure that we are thinking the best of the possibilities, that we have our faith in God. And optimism, sometimes people think, well, that's not realistic, or it's not good to have your head in the clouds, or what if it doesn't work? Then everything's going to come crashing down. You got to have a dose of reality with things. But there's enough doses of reality just by living in the world and walking in our shoes and doing the stuff every day that has to be done. There's enough that's going to pull us down, and there's no reason for us just to chime into that and continue to live in a pessimistic mindset that nothing ever is going to be great. I like what Winston Churchill said once, "I am an optimist. It does not seem too much use being anything else." But then I also like the scripture from Psalm 31:24. "Be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord." So I want to encourage you, if you have children at home, or if you have grandchildren, or kids that you influence, here are three simple things you could just make sure that they know. Tell them that they become like their friends, so choose friends wisely. You're going to have tough times in life, and that's just part of life. And what you need to do is be prepared to be strong in faith and in walking through those with sticking to your values either way. And then the last one, optimism pays and pessimism doesn't. We want to be optimistic, putting our hope in the Lord. Well, I appreciate you being a part of this podcast. And if you take a look at the blog post at timpriceblog.com, there are a few other posts about parenting. One thing Christian parents can do to build faith into their children, how we can raise financially confident kids, how you can teach your kids to be content, and a practical one about music lessons and how those are a great investment for your kids. And I also just want to say thanks for the opportunity to share these podcasts with you, for you listening and for being a part of them. If it's somebody that might be helpful to share this with, I encourage you to share it or turn them on to the podcast and help get the word out about it. I appreciate you listening, and I'll share a couple announcements in just a moment. Hey, thanks. Just a couple of announcements. One announcement is that we have openings still for young adults who might be interested in serving on the Harvest Summer Team. We've often targeted young adults and college-age students because the summer ministry isn't just a night here and there. It's actually day in and day out for the entire week for about a month and a half. And so if you know somebody who is an instrumentalist or likes to help lead worship or likes to help with soundboard, computer, tech stuff for worship, I would love to connect with them and get them plugged in for this summer and to be a part of traveling to camps that lead music for children and youth ministry. And so it's going to be an awesome opportunity. And the easiest way to get plugged into that is to take a look at the website, harvestministryteams.com. And if you can't remember that, then you can always just send me an email and we'll get connected that way through the blog, timpriceblog.com. And the second bit of announcement is that over the years, I've had opportunity to share and talk and visit with a lot of people regarding ministry. And in addition to serving in church staff ministry myself, I've often enjoyed hearing and being in conversations with people as they're trying to think about how to get unstuck with a situation or walk through a certain difficult season or to just, you know, raise the level of their ministry or leadership overall. And though I, you know, don't have experience in every single aspect of everything, one experience I do have is that I have been around church leaders for a long, long time, and I have worked personally with hundreds of them in various settings. And so if you are serving in ministry, student ministry or worship ministry or kids ministry or some other role in the church, and you have a thought that you would like to be able to talk to somebody about a situation going on or about the next steps you might take in order to help build a more effective role or team or vision for what you're doing, sometimes just taking some time to visit with somebody fresh perspective, fresh ears, fresh eyes on a situation, and not with any stake in, you know, being so close to it as we often are when we're in our own churches. And so if that's you, I just want to invite you. I've set up a few openings on our calendar to take time to visit and just to talk. No strings attached to it. It's not like it's going to have to be ongoing forever and ever, but a phone call or two might be just what you need to kind of be a catalyst for taking a new direction, a new perspective, as I already mentioned. So if you're interested in that, all you have to do to get started is go to timpriceblog.com/coaching. timpriceblog.com/coaching. I'd love to visit with you if it's helpful. Thanks again for being a part of the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.